We've been covering, we covered parts of Swadhyaya and Tapas. We are covering the Tapas series. Every one of us wants to be successful in our life. In the success, we generally measure based on the material possessions we get in our life. Big bungalows, or big cars, or big bank account. That is how generally we measure how successful a person is. But in fact, in the scriptures talk about the a successful person is the one who has measured based on the knowledge you acquired. Have you acquired the knowledge, the required knowledge you acquired? One is that knowledge, acquiring part, the right knowledge. And that knowledge, how well you put that one into action. Acquiring the knowledge by itself is not the end of our life. That knowledge I have to translate into reality. How I can apply that one into the daily, day-to-day activity. That I may be thinking, I have done a great job, but the result, what is the result? Have you got inspired by yourself? Have you inspired others? Your life, has it been of inspiration for others? Your children, are they inspired by your life? What about the community? Are they inspired by your life? The success is measured on these three. One is the knowledge. The knowledge talks about two types of knowledge. One is fundamental science. It's a knowledge. We have to understand the fundamental science and how to apply that one. Applied science. Fundamental science and applied science. That applied science, whether it is of use for others. Whatever application I'm doing, applying, whether what is the use of that applied science to others. These three are the measures whether we are successful in our life or not. The knowledge, the fundamental science in many premier institutions across the world, they have two divisions. One is the fundamental science department and applied science department. Two departments, premier universities across the world, they have these divisions. Fundamental science, they are so focused on the getting the fundamentals right. And another division, these fundamentals, how it can be applied into the action. The fundamental science, two parts, one is a material science and another one is a spiritual science, metaphysical science. Material science, things subject to change. What was the fundamental science in material science about 100 years back? Now it may not be reality. It is different. It keeps changing. And if you are focused only on the material science, the life becomes very boring and depressing. You need other science called as metaphysical science. It is called as unchangeable science. This changing science, material science, subject to change with time. We need both sciences. Because we are existing in the material plane, we need this material science also. Without material science, we can't survive. We need to understand this material science as well as the changeless science, metaphysical science. Oh, the Mundaka Upanishad also talks about dve vidye veditavye. Two sciences we have to learn. One is the material and metaphysical science. Both sciences are required. Unchangeable science, that we have to understand, and with that one, you have to translate this metaphysical science or material science. I have understood how practical it is. How can I bring it to the reality? It's many seekers, they find it very hard. They acquire the knowledge, but they don't know how to put that one into practice. And the third part, that part, when I'm putting that one, has my life been of inspiration to my children or the community? Has it been, that is the proof whether you have acquired the right knowledge, whether you applied properly, and whether you have inspired others. These three dimensions are the measures whether we are successful in our life or not. And in our life, everyone wants happiness. Happiness, and in the tapas, it talks about you need to do the tapas. Tapas, by doing the tapas, one starts getting interest towards studying the scriptures. I want to, if I am interested in material science, as I start thinking more and more about that one, I want to know more about that one. Even material science and metaphysical science, Swadhyaya, it develops interest in me to study deeper into the science. I want to know more about that one. In the in our life, to excel, we need to have a roadmap. If I am here on the material plane, however affluent I am, everyone is on a shaky ground. Everyone feels insecure, however wealthy I am. End of the year, whether I will have a job or not. What about next year? What about if my business, will I have enough customer or not? What happens when my children grows and moves out of the house? Who will look after me? Or in my old age, who will look after me? If something happens, who will come to my rescue? Everyone, whether affluent or not, everyone is on a shaky ground. Fear, anxiety haunts everyone. But the yogi's thought is that life is only this much. We have come to the material plane, it's full of stress, uncertainty, anxiety. Is that all the life, or is there is anything, something where permanent is there, stability is there, fearlessness is there? They thought about that one. They contemplated, and they discovered this is in the earthly plane. If you are only focused on material science, we get only stress, anxiety, fear. But the yogis, they discovered beyond this material plane, in the metaphysical plane, there is another area where one gets stability. I have to acquire that one. There is no imperfection there. That plane, they call that one as Vaikuntha. Kunta means defect. Vaikuntha means without any defect. I have to get there through sadhana. Without practice, I won't get there. I need to practice to get the stability in my life. I should overcome anxiety, stress, and I should be fearless in my life. I have to acquire that one through practice. That practice, that through sadhana, that is where yoga comes into picture. You have to have stability in your life, practice to get there. That plane, higher plane, those who have reached that one, they come down to material plane now and then to inspire people. This is not the end. There is something there. Reach out there. When you go there, you will discover the joy in your life. You will realize the purpose of your life. Not only to stay only in the material plane, you had to go into the metaphysical plane. And the tapas, when I start contemplating on that one, practice, I start developing interest in scriptures. When I start reading, one starts getting peace of mind, contentment, starts getting direction, which way I have to travel in my life. When I start traveling in that life, the mind opens up, the intuition center opens up. It starts giving suggestion within. Do that one, do that one. They say when this inspiration opens, that when you start doing the practice, you will get the guidance accordingly. In Bhagavad Gita, Shri Arjuna asked Lord Krishna, I am interested in this science. It's a fantastic science. And I want to get there. I have got a roadmap. But what happens if by perchance I do not get there? I fall short or my life ends. If I incomplete my travel, what will happen? Shri Krishna assures Arjuna, those who are aspired for that one, those who know that roadmap, who have put the effort, no effort will go waste. And Shri Krishna says in the next life, Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Bijayate. Yoga Brashta means one who has the roadmap, while traveling, he or she could not reach. Somehow the life ends. Or whatever happens, that person did not complete the journey. That person is born in a pure family, noble family. That family is very conducive to continue the journey. Some people, right from childhood, they travel. Athava, Shri Krishna says, Athava, it's that person, he's born in Yogina Gehe. That person is born in the house of a yogi. That soul is born in a house of a yogi, so that person takes up whatever, wherever left it was, he continues the life, continues the journey. And some of you are coming here for a long time. It is not that it's an accident. Accidentally you have come. There is something you left out in wherever in the past life. Somehow when the intuition center opens up, you will get a guidance and you will get connected to some person, and which will inspire your life to reach the goal. And the Shri Krishna says that when it opens, you will get connected with someone who will inspire your life to that one. And intuition center opens up. And in Shri Krishna says, when it opens up, Manaprasada Saumyatvam Maunam Atma Vinigraha Bhavasam Shuddhi Rityetat Tapa Manasa Vuchyate. One, when the intuition opens up, one starts getting the focus. Yes, wherever in the past, whatever I strived, that one starts remembering the past. I had missed that one. Mind becomes tuned to this one easily. This subject, one gets tuned very easily and starts getting focus in the life. Manaprasada, Saumyatvam. One doesn't get distracted anymore with other things. Manaprasada, now I know various distractions come in our life. No more get distracted. Maunam Atma doesn't get waste the time in unnecessary parting, unnecessary discussion, unnecessary gossips. Maunam Atma Vinigraha gets control over the senses. Bhava Samshuddhi Rityetat. That person strives with more vigor to purify within. I want to reach that one. I want to reach it's a place of purity and it's a stability. I want the stability in my life. This plane, material plane, is a shaky ground. It makes me fearful, stressful, anxiety, uncertainty. I want to reach the place where it's a stability is there and it's a without any fear. That perfect place, I want to go there. That yoga is from the journey. Yoga means connect from the material plane and elevate yourself to the metaphysical plane. Why tapas is required? Without tapas, in the scriptures also talks about we are standing up in our life because of tapas. If I do not have a tapas, that person collapses. That person collapses and loses the direction in the life. Only tapas elevates our personality. With tapas, we stand up and helps us to elevate ourselves to the higher realms in our life. We'll touch upon the last part next week. Lie down on your back.